Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across South Carolina's business community. Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state: Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. And today he's in our studio. Alan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
2017's just rolling along, isn't it?
It is, yes.
What's showing up on your radar?
Well, it was hard not to notice two major pieces of news out of Boeing in North Charleston. There was a major vote from the Boeing associates, the 3,000 workers there. They rejected joining the International Association of Machinists Union. But it also kind of coincided with the unveiling of the new Dreamliner, the 787-10. Just amazing, the continuing success of the Dreamliner. And this is a plane that they've brought a large degree of innovation to. They're executing on it in North Charleston. You know, it's a source of competitive advantage, this new plane. It's 10% more fuel efficient. They're estimating over these years since 2011 that they've saved 13 billion pounds of fuel.
What else are you seeing?
Well, we had an announcement that came up that Cromer's here on Hugie Street was moving to North Main, continuing this new trend of a new area in Columbia. It's great to see. There was a report put out by Colliers International of South Carolina about this increased interest from developers, retailers, office users to move into North Main. And it does have famous residential areas of Cottonwood, Elmwood Park, and Earlwood. Not just Cromer's, but we've had an architectural firm, Studio 2LR, locate there, the Warmouth Restaurant, and an upcoming new restaurant that I'm looking forward to seeing from Christian Nemi, the owner of Bourbon, Noma Revival.
Do you suppose that the redevelopment of the Bull Street complex is helping?
Definitely. If you drive right through these three neighborhoods, you arrive at Bull Street. There's a nice residential connection on both sides of North Main. I do think the property values, you know, you have adjacent office buildings in downtown that are more expensive. Some of the buildings, as I've heard, are kind of abandoned, and there are abandoned buildings incentive programs that are driving it, I think, too. But definitely, Bull Street's a huge connector there.
All right. And I suppose you have something showing up in the upstate.
We received an announcement about the superintendent of Greenville County Schools. Dr. Burke Royster received national recognition for programs that are taking place in the upstate. So think of innovation in education and the arts and receiving national education here in South Carolina. I think it's amazing. They pointed out two initiatives that the team up in Greenville County Schools were putting in place. One was called On Track Greenville. This sounds like a program to keep middle school students on track. As it mentions, but it's through innovation, it's through technology. It's a computer program that kind of alerts all the key players, the faculty, the staff, community agencies, when a student might be going off the rails in terms of attendance or behavior or marks. And the other program was Graduation Plus. Sounds like an amazing program of earning college credits, but also students graduating with industry certifications that allow them to enter the workforce, earn double the minimum wage. And here's the key metric. In Greenville County Schools since 2012, the graduation rate has gone from 72% to 87%. And that's a key metric that we've been tracking, like keeping kids in schools. So kudos to the Greenville County Schools superintendent and the whole team up there for this national recognition.
And how does that event calendar look for our business community?
Yes, I do want to mention St. Patrick's Day here in Columbia. It's a huge Southeastern festival. They have an amazing band that's the headliner. It's called St. Paul and the Broken Bones. I think it's going to be they've got a great lineup of music this year. It's the 18th of March. Always fun. Get out there early, but the headline band is amazing. In the upstate, there's the first annual Capability Walk and Roll at Furman University on March 4th. And in the Lowcountry, the first annual Green and Gold Oyster Roast, March 10th. And that's at Gadsden House. And that's put on by Yes Carolina, which is an amazing organization promoting entrepreneurship and education in the Lowcountry.
Alan, thanks so much for visiting our studio.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites here in our state. We will have links to each of them posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.